Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Hillary Clinton is in New Hampshire completing a two-day campaign swing through the state. And on the day before Veterans Day, the former Secretary of State and Democratic presidential candidate is rolling out a plan to reform the Department of Veterans Affairs in order to improve medical care for the nation's vets.
As president, within the first 30 days of my taking office, I will personally convene the Secretary of Veterans Affairs and the Secretary of Defense to begin regular joint meetings and direct them to sync up their systems and enforce zero tolerance for the kind of abuses and delays we have seen.
Well, Anthony Brooks, senior political reporter for WBUR and my former co-host, is in New Hampshire to give us an update. Hi there, Anthony.
Hey, Meghna, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm going to claim you forever. So, okay, first of all, tell us a little bit more about Hillary Clinton in Derry today and meeting with veterans. What's her plan?
Yeah, well, so this is an issue that really divides her from Republicans, and there's sort of an interesting political backstory to this because last week in an MSNBC forum, Clinton said that the problems at the VA were overblown and being politicized by Republicans, and that brought a sort of sharp rebuke from the Republican National Committee, which called her out of touch, given all those reports about long waits and abuses at VA hospitals. So today was her chance to sort of put that right and set her record straight on this. And basically, she says the VA needs to be brought into the 21st century. She pointed out that it depends on more than 100 different electronic record systems, so it needs to be modernized so that it can provide better care more efficiently. And she suggested a kind of balance between private and public care, giving vets access to government doctors, but that the government should also contract with the private sector for some services. But she took real issue with some Republican proposals that would go much farther toward privatizing the VA. Here's what she said.
I want to tell you today, right here in Derry, as we work to improve the VA, I will fight as long and hard as it takes to prevent Republicans from privatizing it as part of a misguided ideological crusade.
So very sharp words there, Anthony. What was the response from veterans?
Yeah, pretty positive. I mean, this was a very small, kind of classic New Hampshire primary campaign scene, about 125 people mushed into a vet center in Derry. A lot of them had stories about long waits at the VA. One Vietnam vet said he'd been waiting 6 years to process a claim. So her message was appreciated. Many in this group supported her, but many said they were still making up their minds and came to listen. And that's what happens up here at these events all across the state, as you know.
Mm. Well, you've been up there for the past couple of days. What message overall is Clinton really delivering to New Hampshire voters this week?
Well, I think what is most striking is that, you know, in this season of the outsider, I mean, if you think of people like Donald Trump and Ben Carson among Republicans, even Bernie Sanders, of course, on the Democratic side, who calls himself a Democratic socialist. I mean, these are all people who are really running as outsiders. Mm-hmm. But Hillary Clinton is embracing the insider label, you know, stressing lots of experience in Washington, former first lady, two-term senator, former secretary of state, of course, and a former presidential candidate. And yesterday when she was registering for the New Hampshire primary, she was happy to point out that this was the fourth time she'd been through this process, including twice with her husband, Bill Clinton. And you heard her talk a lot about that today in Derry, about her experience. And last night at a town hall meeting in Windham, New Hampshire, she referred a lot to her long experience in Washington, which of course goes back to the early 90s when her husband Bill was president. Here's a bit of what she said.
You know, it was heartbreaking when my husband left a balanced budget and a surplus, and George W. Bush and the Republicans just blew it up. And it was so distressing to me. I was in the Senate. I thought, okay, we get there. We've got a balanced budget and a surplus. If we stay on this same path, we could actually pay down the national debt.
Huh, interesting. So Hillary Clinton really touting her Washington experience.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Well, yeah, you know, in case you didn't know, former first lady, former senator. I mean, she reminds you often.
Yeah, well, so we haven't mentioned it explicitly, but the polling, including polling from WBUR, suggests that Hillary Clinton is in a very tight race with Senator Bernie Sanders, as you mentioned a little earlier. So What is she doing to really get some daylight or differentiate herself between her and Sanders?
Very little. I mean, she's really focusing on the Republicans. She did sort of take a poke at Bernie Sanders yesterday when she was filing papers in Concord. She was asked about the differences between her and Sanders, and she said, well, I'm a Democrat, a reference to the fact that Sanders identifies himself as a Democratic Socialist. But there are some key policy differences. For example, on gun control, she's much to the left of Sanders on this issue. Sanders, of course, coming from Vermont, a rural state where gun rights are prized. So here she was last night in Windham talking about the need for background checks and closing the gun show loophole.
This is crazy, folks. I mean, there's nobody standing out there wanting to take your gun if you're a responsible American. But personally, I don't want fugitives, felons, stalkers, domestic abusers, terrorists being able to go buy guns without any background check and anybody standing in the way.
So, Meghna, that's going to be a difference with Bernie Sanders. However, it should be pointed out that, I mean, that line plays well to Democratic audiences up here in New Hampshire, but you know, she wasn't asked the hard question like, yeah, but how are you going to get that done? Because a lot of Democrats in Congress, including this and the current president, want tougher gun control, but they can't get it done. Mm. So I'm not sure what all that will add up to should she become president.
Yeah. You know, Anthony, I'd love to get your tap your experience here, because I feel like we've heard a lot of different Hillary Clintons over time and even over the course of this campaign so far. There's, of course, the guarded Hillary virtually every time she talks to reporters. There's the exasperated Hillary Clinton we saw facing multiple Benghazi panels in Congress. But, you know, I feel like in the tape that we've been hearing so far, is there a more relaxed Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail in New Hampshire?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, what I came away with last night and again today is, yeah, I think relaxed and confident are good words, but I wouldn't say passionate. I mean, there isn't a huge sense of excitement in what she's saying, but she seems very confident and very happy to be talking about her deep, deep experience in Washington. But there was a sort of funny moment last night where in Windham she joked that she sent all the Republican candidates who've been questioning her record a copy of her book, Hard Choices. Here's what she said.
I thought if they were interested in how you pull together an international coalition, including China and Russia, to put crippling sanctions on Iran to drive them to the negotiating table, they could read about it. It's in there. I also said, look, there's so many of you, you could have a book club, and you could read this and kind of discuss it among yourselves. And I haven't gotten one thank you note, but I'm still waiting. We're all kind
coming
of busy
out
right now.
So there you go. The relaxed Hillary Clinton.
But on the other hand, Anthony, as you reported this morning, I mean, Republicans are not letting Hillary off the hook at all about Benghazi. We've got some tape here from David Bates, who's chairman of the Windham Republican Party and a member of the New Hampshire State Legislature, who said last night at the town hall meeting that he still holds Clinton accountable for what happened in Benghazi. Here's that.
Four Americans are dead, and Hillary did nothing to help them. And she obviously was in a position as Secretary of State to do that. The fundamental problem, or one of the fundamental problems with Hillary Clinton, is there's a complete lack of integrity and honesty. Why should any American trust her?
So is that going to resonate, though, Anthony, in the New Hampshire Democratic primary?
I'm sure it's going to be really – in the Democratic primary, I don't think so. I mean, that was a very small group of Republicans down the road, a mile or two away from the Windham Town Hall. But I think, assuming she gets the nomination, if she beats Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley, yeah, I don't think the Republicans are going to let this one drop at all. And there are a lot of folks who are still really angry about it. For sure.
Mm. Well, Anthony, while I've got you, let's talk a little bit about the GOP side of things. The Republican candidates, I understand, aren't really in the Granite State today because they are on their way to yet another debate in Wisconsin. What do you expect to see on the GOP side of things?
Well, interesting. So this debate tonight in Milwaukee, I don't know, I guess three big questions. Ben Carson, is he going to survive the scrutiny? You know, since the last debate, there's been a series of stories raising questions about the truth behind his life story. It's going to be interesting to watch that. Will Mark Rubio keep rising? You know, he emerged in the last Republican debate as the big winner, and he jumped up in the polls. Can Jeb Bush fix his campaign? You know, his slogan is Jeb Bush can fix it. He's referring to America, but the question is, can he fix his slumping campaign? So I think those are all three interesting storylines that are going to come out of tonight's debate, as well as the what's Donald Trump going to do? Is he going to be the brash Donald Trump or the more retiring one that we saw the last time? So those are all things I'll be looking for.
And we'll keep enjoying you hearing us talk, hearing you talk to them about us. Oh, my gosh. I'm having trouble here, Anthony. So I'm going to just wrap up by saying WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks reporting to us today from Manchester, New Hampshire. You see, thanks so much, Anthony.
It's always a pleasure, Megan.
It's tough without you, let me tell you. Okay.